may not get any better than this. Because for the first time, we are about to go traipsing in the wild, which is when we're at our best. So they say. We've got the snake hooked up with the wireless microphone, and we're trying to get it up and running here. So stand tight. Let's, you sure? You sure that's on? Oh my.
1, 2, there.
There we go.
I was about to go freak out on someone.
Like who?
Killer.
Mm. All right, well, our little buddy's all wired up now, and he's making his way down to the field for practice.
Football. Here we are. There is Tony Romo right in front of me.
This is about practice. This is real football, Cobra.
Yes.
We ain't talking about the game.
No, we ain't talking about the game.
No.
We're talking about practice.
Practice?
Jeez, I almost fell down. All the media people are out here watching practice.
Talk to some of them.
Football on two fields.
Or five girls.
This is just quite simply, I've never seen anything like this.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And why is it 30 degrees cooler down here than it is up on the tennis courts?
Because you got big wind down there. You got this nice breeze. We're not feeling that here in the tent.
Man, this feels awesome down here. Okay, so... Well...
Are you going to interview a baby?
Yeah, I was going to interview a baby, but... Why do that? Why interview a child when I have a grown man right in front of me? Sir, how are you?
I'm fine, Cobra. Here he is, the Cobra.
The great Mike Ducey right in front of us.
Did
you have to drive out here this year again in your moped?
Good one, man.
Yes, the noted wedding singer.
Last few weeks. No, they flew us in style, in grand fashion.
Ask if he was on a small plane.
Four connections is all we had to make, and we finally made it. We somehow started going through Flint, Michigan, and then to Shreveport.
You're in a biplane.
Go ahead, sir.
Bangor, Maine, and then we went cross-country out here. But it worked out well.
You had to fly your own plane out here?
We don't need to get into that.
Are you staying at the Marriott?
No.
Oh, no, Mike. Oh, no. Where are you staying?
Well, where we're staying...
That's not really important, is it?
No,
it's that you're here.
We don't need to dwell on that. It's that we're here. No, our accommodations are just fine. I'm able to get to the beach
every day.
Just enjoy the beauty that is Foxnard, as we call it. Hashtag Foxnard.
All right.
All caps, please.
Continue with that thread, and let's all support Mike Ducey and make sure that he gets out here again. Now, you have to leave tomorrow, right? You're on a two-day thing?
That's the catch. They did fly us, but we're not actually able to broadcast from here because of the expense. But, we'll be here through a week from Monday.
Ask him when we can get together and sing Buckingham songs.
Mike wants to go out with you and sing Buckingham songs in Ventura.
Name the spot. Find a spot that is worthy, Mike, of our work, and we'll do it.
All right.
You know
Sounds
what I
like
love?
A plan.
I love Deuce wearing the visor because it's the visor toupee connection where it's like hooked on to the rim.
I've got, the shorter toupee cut basically for camp now.
Right.
Leave him alone.
Okay, so we need to make sure of your schedule here. What time are you done at night? Much earlier than normal.
Oh, it's great. The time change is fantastic. You're basically done with your work by 8:30 Pacific.
Can we challenge you to get drunk on the air one night?
On whose air?
Your air. How's your ass? How about me?
You can do that on ours.
You get drunk on our air?
Just let me in for like 5 seconds.
What would the possible incentive be for that to happen?
Trillions of listeners or viewers.
That's a good point.
We'll promote it on the air. We'll make sure. Just think of all the ratings boost you'd have. You get me either just kind of passed out, drooling, and then you start asking me tough cowboy questions.
What I wanted to have happen is, I don't even ask Mike to come on our show anymore because he
hates TV.
But the one time he almost agreed to, he said only if he could wear a sundress. So, I think if we could make that happen, drunk or sober, it'd be worthwhile.
All right, Michael.
Offer still stands.
We'll see you here in a bit. Enjoy.
Bye.
Cover hard.
Okay. All right, that's our pal Mike Ducey.
It's good to see him.
The great Mike Ducey. I love that guy.
Okay, there's a really, really hot girl. Really hot.
Why are
she's
you
surrounded. She's because she's right beside me. But she's flanked by two giant men, and I'm going to have to interrupt, like go between them to talk to her.
Who is she?
I don't know.
Are they black?
I'm fascinated. No, but let's
are
just...
they black?
What, why would you
people?
Even ask that?
Who cares?
It's a fair enough question.
Idiot.
Address the giant men first.
Madam,
Can I speak with you for a second?
Madam Sweetie, Sugar, Sweetheart, Bitch.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Cramps Bukkake. I'm with the Ticket Radio Station in Dallas. What is your name?
Nice to meet you, Carly.
What is it?
Carly.
How do you spell that?
C-A-R-L-Y.
Oh, Carly.
Oh, Carly.
I thought you said
Carly
cartwheel.
No. Like Carly Simon.
Oh, okay. Well, you're pretty young to know Carly Simon.
I am.
How old are you?
25.
Perfect. What are you doing here?
These are the good old days.
Just watching practice.
Why?
Yeah? You a big Cowboy fan?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you grow up in the Dallas area?
I did.
Where?
And what are you doing out here now?
Just visiting for the day.
Which one are you
doing?
You
live in Dallas still?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
Las Colinas area.
That's beautiful out there.
How old?
She's 25, Mike. You didn't listen to the beginning part. Have you ever heard of the Ticket radio station?
I have heard of the Ticket, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea who you're talking to right now?
Yeah, Cramps Bukkake.
Hi, are you the dad? Hey, Dad, how are you?
Oh, dear.
I'm Corby.
Oh. Hey, Cramps. That changed, didn't it?
Nice to meet you. What?
I know who you are.
Oh, you do?
Corby.
Well, yeah. Okay, you nailed it. You nailed it. What do you do for a living back there?
Kirby Davidson.
I'm a flight attendant.
For you? Would you like to plug an airline?
Yes, I'm American Airlines stewardess.
Oh, wow. How awesome is that? How long have you been doing that?
About a year and a half.
Okay. Now, are you married?
I'm not.
Boyfriend?
Nope.
Are you dating a cowboy?
How is a young, attractive woman like you without boyfriend?
Oh, well, I'm just living my life, having fun.
I mean, you are. You're really good looking. I don't want to get too forward in front of your father who's standing here, but
you should do that. That's right.
That's good. You know what? Your dad must have married a really hot woman because
he ain't that
let's
great.
Let's face it, Dad. You know, you're not that great. It's all about her, right? So how long you out here?
Just tonight.
That's it? So it's a one-day trip and you got to get back to work? The grind?
Yep.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you on an airline?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've had good luck. I haven't had anything really other than medical happen.
Diarrhea. In-flight diarrhea?
Related.
How about in-flight diarrhea?
Yeah.
Never?
Never.
Not from you.
Not that I've had to clean up, at least.
Oh, no. So, you know what? The other day, I guess a couple of trips ago, I got on a bathroom, and I was with my family, and I walked back with my five-year-old, and the bathroom was so bad that, yeah, it was, I mean, it wasn't like, it just smelled so bad. Like, they hadn't cleaned it in years. Has that ever happened with you guys?
It happens every day. Almost, pretty much every day.
And you have to deal with that?
I have to sit back there.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're right by it.
Yeah, you're right by the awfulness.
Bathrooms, yeah.
And so does it always worry you when someone goes in and stays in there for too long?
And he looks like John Popper.
No, luckily I can get up. It's bad when somebody takes a newspaper in there.
Or someone's waiting. Someone takes a paper.
Issues, yeah.
Someone takes War and Peace in there. I'll be right out here in a second, Carly. You just sit right there. Where do you fly typically? All over or what?
All over.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite city to visit?
Oh, my. That's hard. International or domestic?
Ooh, international.
Yeah, I just got back from London.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. Now, why is your dad...
They drive on the left over there.
Why is your dad out here?
He owns Star Sports Tours.
What's that?
The official travel partner of the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay, well, listen, it's nice talking to you. Enjoyed my visit with you. Have fun tonight.
Yes, you do the same.
You gonna go out?
Enjoy this I don't know.
Hit the town?
Maybe.
You like to drink?
When I can, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Pops. Sorry, Pops.
We'll see you.
Yeah, I do.
We'll see you at Winchester's.
I enjoy a cocktail every now and then, okay? Don't sue me. Yeah, I will. All right, we'll see you, Carly.
All right.
Bottom.
Dude. Smoking.
Really hot.
Did you get a photo of that, Blake? I mean, yay. Like, triple thumbs up.
Up tops?
Fat tattooed lady, I want to talk to her.
Up tops.
Why not?
What's that?
Jugs. Up tops.
Yeah.
Real?
Look, Danny.
Fake?
I'm not gonna lie. She had it all.
Everything?
Everything was there. As Radiohead said, everything in its right place.
How was her front bottom?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of tough to get. No, Buzz, I think you're a little confused. If you will. Okay, you know what's weird?
Find somebody else.
You know what, Mike? Shut up. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, shut up, Mike.
God, find someone else.
Find somebody else. Entertain me.
Do something.
Entertain me, laugh monkey.
For the first day, I'm not really sure what the problem is, but it's not that crowded. It's really strange. And I wonder if that's a little disconcerting to old Jer-Jer.
Okay. Would the allure of training camp be wearing off?
Could be. Could be. Now, am I breaking up here?
No.
Can you still hear me?
A little bit.
Wow.
You're breaking up a little bit. All right, now you, okay, we lost you.
There he went.
Uh-oh.
Now he's back.
So this is as far as I can go?
Problems.
All right, sorry, Buzz. All right, we'll stay right here. Hi, madam. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Julie Smith. I was going to say Keith Smith's mom.
And there he goes.
You're out again.
Bye, Corby.
Back up.
Come over here, madam. Come over here.
Madam. Nobody says that.
Madam, sweetie, sugars.
It's his style.
It's terrible.
Okay. All right, Sugar Plum. Do you prefer Sugar Plum or madam?
What a bitch.
Madam would be fine.
Madam. Okay.
No, Sugar Plum.
Sugar Plum. All right, Sugar Plum. So what is, state your name and purpose here again?
Julie Smith, and my son is Keith Smith, number 43.
Keith Smith, number 43.
Right.
You're a mom of a player.
I'm a mom of a player.
How'd you do that?
Oh, my gosh. Lots of practice and lots of training and lots of football games.
Yeah? How old is he?
He is 22.
He just graduated from college, got out of college. Where'd he go?
He just graduated San Jose State in December.
Wow.
He played as a true freshman.
Okay, so was he an early graduate, like 3.5 years?
3.5 years.
Wow, you got a football player and a smarty pants, too.
Yeah,
what'd you do with all the money you saved for college?
Exactly. Paid off the girls' tuition. They were before.
Your daughters?
My daughters.
Okay, so he's the baby of the family?
The baby.
What position does he play?
He's a linebacker.
What? How big is he?
He is 6'2", 235.
6'2", 235. So he's a stocky one.
He's a stocky one.
Now, he was undrafted?
Undrafted. Yep. They were on the phone with him right after the draft closed. It was so exciting.
Really? Okay.
How much did he weigh when he was born?
Was he a big baby? Did you have troubles?
No troubles. He is a mama's boy. Look at the back of his arm. He's got my picture on there.
Really?
Yeah, but he's a great kid. He's a wonderful kid.
Yay.
Even as a baby?
Oh, a wonderful baby.
Cold
sheet. Yeah, always, always. And since he was like 1.5, he was carrying a little football around. I mean, forever he's wanted to do something.
Was he a good eater?
He did. He was a very healthy eater. Always eating. Like
an
he
eater.
Had a tapeworm or something. He was always eating.
even as a baby.
Oh, God.
Boy.
Don't.
How
don't.
Will you feed?
Don't do it.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, my God.
You may.
How did you feed?
How did I feed him?
Yes.
With a spoon and...
Let's back up a little bit prior to that.
Oh, my
yes.
God!
Yes,
stop.
He was a breastfed baby.
He was a breastfed baby? Good for you. The natural way.
Very natural. And I have two daughters that are breastfeeding their babies right now.
Gross.
How old is she?
Oh, jeez. Oh,
how old are you?
51.
Wow, you already got grandkids?
I have 4 grandkids.
What the hell? You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Now, is the baby daddy still in the picture?
Now, did they have kids at a very young age? The daughters?
24, 21, 22, and 24.
Yeah, very young.
Mm-hmm.
I waited until I was 35.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't even look 35.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. So, how long are you going to sit here or stay here and watch your baby?
As long as possible. I'll be here today, tomorrow, Saturday, and then I'll see what I can do to get back here.
Well, where do you live? You live in San Jose?
No, actually, we're from West Covina. Covina, and I live in West Covina now.
Okay, where is that? We're from Dallas.
73 miles. Okay, 73 miles east of here.
Okay, so is this a day trip for you?
It's a day trip. We just drove up here a couple hours ago and made the trip, and I brought a bunch of high school players and my nephew Ryan here.
Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
One of Keith's biggest fans.
Hey, man.
Of course he is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. Well, hey, it's nice talking to you. Good luck to your son. We hope nothing for the best.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's awesome to be here.
Sure.
Love the Cowboys.
Of course you do.
Thank
be
you.
Good.
Right.
Play with it.
Oh, God. What a tepid interview.
I can't believe you asked her how she fed.
What am I... What are you upset by that?
No, I'm just... She's a mother with a grown son on the football team. That could have gone wrong.
That's a fair question.
Look, I am interested in how every woman nurtures her child, Danny. I don't care if they're football players or not. That it is important to get that out of them.
And besides, that interview was so tepid, something had to pull it out.
Oh, what did you want, Mr. Balls to the Wall?
Well, hey, take your shirt off.
We could find it. We could have found out whether or not the dad was still in the picture.
Hi, how's it going?
Could have gotten some kind of description of her.
You're out of time.
She's a mom. I'm gonna put it that way. We just saw Charlotte.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. She said hi, Corby.
All right.
Hi, Charlotte. All right, there
Charlotte.
You go.
Charlotte.
Crush
Sorry
it.
For the tepid nature of my interview.
It was good. All right, community quick hits are on the way here.